Hey, 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 curl friends. I'm back. It's your girl, Queen Astoria. Welcome to Curls, Coils, Kinks, and Conversations. It has been a minute since I have recorded. I have been traveling, and just doing so much the last couple of weeks that I have not had time to just sit down and record. So, just so happens that I am on my way out of town again. I am just chilling, hanging out in Central Park. So I said, why not go ahead and record while I have a little bit of free time? So last time I talked to you guys, we talked definitely about hydrating our cools with beach water and stuff. It is definitely springtime. We're actually heading into summer. And so I'm just going to kind of recap what's been happening with me and my corporate curls, per se, that have been happening in life. So let's see. Took a family vacation. We went to Niagara Falls. So of course, your girl is natural and your girl always has the curls popping. So I don't know if I've talked about it before, but I say it all the time. I love Hydra Hair Care. It is amazing. The curl former does my curls wonders. So I was a little skeptical going into the Maid of the Mist, as they call it, which is inside like the horseshoe of Niagara Falls where the water and the mist is. I was like, oh my goodness, my hair is about to be soaking wet and my curls is not gonna stay. Cause they say you get like really, really wet and stuff like that. They give you a poncho, but that ain't nothing. What does a poncho do, right? So either way, definitely did not get as wet as I thought I was gonna get. But my curls definitely stayed popping. I was super excited. I was able to keep them lasting for a while because I literally had maybe done my hair maybe a couple of days before. I'm gonna say about 5 days before that because my niece was graduating. So had to make sure my curls was popping for her graduation. So yeah, we've just been, you know, hanging out, traveling, and we kind of just took some time to be in Niagara Falls for a little bit and curls stayed popping. And then I went on to Toronto, hung out there for a day or so, and then went on to Montreal. By the way, Montreal is a super cool city. Did realize there were so many naturals there. Like, it's really, really awesome to see just beautiful people with like big curly hair and just all over the place. It's absolutely amazing. I love it. I was definitely excited about it. So I was kind of random taking pictures of girls with their froes, and of course taking pictures of my nieces and stuff, not only just in Montreal but in Toronto as well, because I thought it was super cool that, you know, we some naturals hanging out, you know, in a different country, different city, and just kind of doing some different things. So yeah, that's kind of, you know, what's been happening with me. I took vacation, and then once we left vacation, my family went home and it was back to work for me. I went on to Orlando Premiere, which is absolutely amazing. Oh my gosh, I had so much fun. Of course, you guys know I've talked about that. I work for Great Clips, which is a corporate company. And we do a lot of haircuts and stuff. It's not typically catered towards lots of texture. It's more Caucasian, so it's me and my fro living in a corporate world and doing natural hair, which is absolutely fun, doing textures and stuff. So got to Orlando Premiere, and you guys, like, I was able to experience being natural in a corporate world from a different perspective, like a very different perspective. Now, mind you, my team is, of course, the team that I work with is, of course, all Caucasian, but we all come from different backgrounds. We're all kind of quirky and have our own little ways just because we're hairstylists, and that's kind of, you know, like the hairstylist is kind of how we are. And and our team lead, you know, is a little bit older, but she's super hip. She's cool. She's down with the movement and everything. And then, like, my new big sister friend is absolutely amazing. She is the brown girl that has been fighting for all the brown girls. She's of Indian descent, but Anybody that knows me knows that I am all about melanin. I don't care what culture you're from. If you have brown melanin, we all family. We sisters and brothers. We hanging out together, right? So being in that environment, in that perspective, of course, I was doing platform work. So I was able to get a lot of textured models of all different races and all different curl patterns and textures and stuff. So it's pretty cool to get on stage and have people watch me with my curly fro, right? Give tips and tell people how to cut texture hair, tighter curls and looser curls. So I did a few dry cuts, I did a few wet cuts, a couple of different things just to kind of give people a perspective of, you know, natural hair. I always feel like a lot of times we're out here styling it and we're making it look good, but we're not teaching people how to cut it. And a lot of times people get intimidated by the hair, so they don't want to cut textured hair, or, you know, they kind of like shy away from it. And at least that's how I feel with the company, like it's shied away from. It's not that they will like directly flat out tell you no, they'll try, but it won't be like the best thing. They're not like actually educated on it, you know what I mean? So to be able to do that from that perspective was absolutely amazing for me. And then not only that, super cool thing that happened was my mentor, who's been my mentor for a long time, Kevin Kirk. Absolutely amazing guy. Learned so many cutting and coloring techniques from him. I don't do color anymore, but learned so many different techniques from him. He was there, as always, in his element, representing his company. He works with Babyliss and Rusk and all those sister companies. And so he was on the stage and got a few minutes to kind of hang out with him. And to hear him tell me that he was proud of me was absolutely amazing, because I definitely feel like I'm living and moving in my own beat and enjoying everything that I do. I don't do it because, you know, someone else told me to do it. I actually do it because I love it. And for someone else to see that, and that has seen me come up in the business, knowing that I've been doing hair for, you know, 13 years now, and to see me go into the education field, go on that side of it, and to see me rocking it out, and for him to tell me that he was proud of me was absolutely amazing. It just put the ice on top of the cake that my team also gave him praises about me, so it made it even better. So basically, in a nutshell, like, I got to kind of navigate Premier as natural, right? A lot of times when we go to the big hair shows that are not like natural hair shows, the big hair shows cater more towards, I'm going to say, like spa, barbering, so a lot of weave stuff, you know, just mink lashes, different things like that. So not a whole lot of texture, right? There were some companies there that did texture hair, and they were showing a lot of texture techniques as far when it comes to color and products. But there was no one, like, from what I saw, cutting textured hair. Like I said, because we shy away from it. You know, we're afraid of it. We're timid of it. So to be in that environment was, like, absolutely amazing for me, absolutely great. I definitely enjoyed it. Definitely was eye-opening as well, because the Premier show is, like, one of the biggest shows, and it's in Orlando. And, I mean, I'm sure I didn't even cover half of the ground that was there, but from what I did see, you know, I saw a lot of amazing things happening. And it was a lot of avant-garde, a lot of simple stuff, a lot of everyday things. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. So if you want to check out some of the stuff that was happening at the premiere, you can definitely go to my Instagram page and kind of go to the top, to the stories. My Instagram page is MissMS_story, STORI. And you can definitely check that out, see what was happening at premiere. And if you want to see part of my vacation, that's on there too. Just a couple of little things that was happening while we were hanging out on the roll. So I just wanted to kind of just check in with you guys and just tell y'all what's been up with me. I'm definitely gonna make sure that I record every week to make sure that I bring you a new podcast every Thursday, kind of give you some more information on what's happening. I just didn't want you to think I left you hanging. Just been a busy little bee. Yep. So, like I said, I'm in Central Park and I'm literally about to head back to the airport. I have to catch a flight. I'm actually headed to the World Natural Hair Academy in Paris. absolutely amazing. So I'll definitely check in with you guys, tell you all about that. If you haven't followed my YouTube page, go ahead and follow the YouTube page. Go ahead and subscribe. You definitely can catch all the hair tips and everything that I'm talking about when it comes to hair styling and different techniques. The YouTube channel is The Theiam Queen. So that's The Theiam Queen. And you'll pop up all the videos and everything. And definitely if you follow my Instagram page, you can find out everything about me. Pretty much my work with Gray Clips and then my personal business, I Am Queen. You can get all the tips and see what's happening. So I will check in with you guys later. Thanks for tuning in for Curls, Coils, Kinks, and Conversations. Sometimes I think I can sing, but I know I can't. So I will catch you guys next week, really soon.